Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're pressing on in the Psalms. We're up to the 33rd Psalm. This one has no title. We're not told who wrote it. We don't know who the Psalm is by. It just simply begins. And here's what it says in verse 1. Shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright. Now, that's the English Standard Version. As I say from time to time, I'm looking at four different translations on my computer screen here. All four of them use a different word here. The King James says, rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. The New American Standard says, sing for joy in the Lord, O you righteous ones. Praise is becoming to the upright. Then the ESV says, shout. And then the Lexham says, exult in Yahweh, O you righteous, for praise is befitting for the upright. So the first word of the psalm is translated as rejoice in the Lord, sing for joy in the Lord, shout for joy in the Lord, and exult in the Lord. And, you know, each one of those English words has different nuances. So I thought, you know, I'm going to see what the Hebrew word is on this. And the first definition of the Hebrew word, and you know the first definition, what is often considered to be the primary definition, not always in any dictionary like that, but it literally means overcome, to be overcome. To be overcome in the Lord. Now, I think these translations of rejoice and shout, etc., is the primary meaning here because words derive their meaning from the context, okay, from the context. But the idea of to be overcome, and Zodiati says it indicates a person who's under the influence of wine, who is making sounds and responses. In other words, they're having a nearly almost but not quite a drunken response. Now, the primary understanding for this context is exactly what the translations are, to cry out, to shout for joy, to give a ringing cry. But the idea, okay, the idea seems to be very, very demonstrative and very emotional, okay, an emotional cry unto the Lord, an ecstatic cry, and to sing. It indicates, Zodiati says, the utterance or crying out of a person. And so this is a very demonstrative, shall we say, a very loud, a very emotional thing that the psalmist is calling for us to do, to rejoice, to sing, to shout and exult in the Lord. And then in verse 2, he comes along and gives us another instruction, give thanks to the Lord. And then he tells us how. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Okay, with the lyre. And the ESV says, make melody to him with the harp of 10 strings. So he's saying, hey, give thanks to the Lord and make melody upon the stringed instrument. King James says basically the same thing. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Huh. So praise the Lord with harp, sing with him. Sing unto him with the psaltery and with 10 strings. New American Standard. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Sing praises to him with a harp of 10 strings. ESV again. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Make melody to him with the harp of 10 strings. And then the Lexham. Give thanks to Yahweh with the lyre and with a harp of 10 strings. Play to him. And so, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to give thanks to the Lord. We're supposed to make melody to him with that stringed instrument. We are to shout for joy unto the Lord. Verse 3 continues and says, sing to him a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts. And so, we're called to sing to the Lord. And to sing to him with a new song. And that word new, Hebrew word new, means new. But also a new thing or a fresh thing. Yeah, that's curious. A fresh thing. Something that's been refreshed. When you chase this around a little bit in the balance of the Bible, we're actually told to sing to the Lord a new song in the New Testament. And the idea is a song of the Spirit, a new thing, a fresh thing. It isn't necessarily the newest, latest top 40 Christian song for the sake of saying we've sung a new song. No, what he's saying is bring forth the expression of praise and thanks to the Lord today, the new song for today. You may be using a song that was written 300 years ago, okay? But you're singing a new song to the Lord today, and you're playing skillfully. So he says, sing to the Lord a new song, play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts. The Lexham says a jubilant shout. New American Standard, a shout of joy. King James, with a loud noise. That's sort of like that King Jimmy. Because a lot of times when we see these things about singing, the first thing you get is people say, I can't sing, I can't sing. Well, we're told to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Right here, with a loud noise. Now, we are told to play skillfully. All four translations say, play skillfully. Don't do it haphazard unto the Lord. Don't just do something. I mean, I've actually heard this growing up in churches. Well, that's good enough for the church. In other words, I can barely get through it and barely play it, but it's okay. No, you want to give your best, no doubt. You want to play skillfully. You want to sing skillfully. You want to do it loudly. Verse 4, why are we going to doing all this? For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. The works of the Lord are done in truth. As King James says, they're done in faithfulness. And we are praising the Lord for his work that he's done. And we're praising him for his word. As a matter of fact, in this psalm, we'll probably get to it in the next episode, he gives examples of the work that he has done. Then verse 5, this will be the last one we look at today, I think. Yeah. He, that's the Lord, loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. Or the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Or the earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. Of the loyal love of the Lord. I bet that's that. I know it is. The Hebrew word has said it is. The goodness, kindness, faithfulness of the Lord. All of these are accurate translations, though they carry a little more meaning to us because of the way we use word. If we say it's full of the goodness of the Lord, we go, okay, well, God's good. But to say the earth is full of the loyal love of Yahweh, yeah, that gives a little more intensity. It's focusing on the love of the Lord. He, the Lord, loves righteousness, and he loves justice. The earth is full of both. The sad thing is that we as believers, for the most part, don't choose to pay attention to it. And choose just to look out the window, as I say all the time, to see the loyal love of Yahweh. So, in closing, what does the psalmist tell us to do? He's saying, hey, shout for joy. Give thanks to the Lord. Do it with your voice. Do it upon the string instrument. Sing to him the fresh song of today. Play skillfully upon him. Do it with loud shouts. Why? Because the word of the Lord is upright, and his work is faithful in all that he does. He loves righteousness and justice, and the earth is literally full of the goodness, loving kindness, steadfast love, and loyal love of Yahweh himself. Why would we not break forth in ecstatic praise? Well, again, I'm Dale. Hey, thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.